He returned to the topic once more, but from a different angle. And so, as not to seem like he was merely rambling, he made it clear that the sole purpose of this was to spare them from embarrassment. Do you see how his words, "It is needless for me to write," were actually a preamble for offering advice? Have you noticed how densely he speaks about this act of serving? Further to this, it's interesting to observe how he seems to sidestep any hint of contradiction in his arguments when, having said, "It is needless," he then speaks at length on the subject. He introduced further points on the topic of hastiness and generosity, thus also touch upon these issues. He calls for these three things. He put forward these three main points from the beginning when he said, "In the midst of severe testing by troubles, their overflowing joy and deep poverty welled up in rich generosity." He essentially argued that they gave generously, quickly, and joyfully, and that it wasn't the act of giving a lot that hurt them, but rather the difficulties they were facing, which was more painful than giving. His words, "They gave themselves first to the Lord, and then by the will of God also to us," also show their eagerness and faith. He brings these points up again here. Noticing that generosity and eagerness sometimes contradict each other, that someone who has given a lot is often sad, while another gives less to avoid feeling upset, notice how he provides a solution for both with his characteristic wisdom. Eager to have people to donate both generously and willingly, he says, "So you should finish what you started. Do it before you are compelled by some emergency. This could be conceived of as a generous gift and not an exaction." He kicks off with the most pleasant and light-hearted aspect, the not out of compulsion, remarking that it is a bounty. See how his encouragement demonstrates both the fruit of their contribution and its bearing on the givers being filled with blessings. The term he uses easily wins them over. No one feels forced when bestowing a blessing, but he goes further, adding it should not feel like extortion. He's saying, "Don't feel we're taking this forcefully, but rather contributing to your blessing. Extortion implies unwillingness, so anyone giving reluctantly is akin to extortion." Then he switches gears back to the topic of giving generously.